Welcome to Laugh It Up Fuzzball. I am Joe the Wookiee Riot. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about life, the universe, and everything, but mostly geek stuff. A place where we get to let our geek flag fly and talk about all things geek. As I've said before, this isn't an amalgamation of geek news or a comprehensive guide to all genres or the world of geekdom. Hopefully it's just a fun place to cover some geek news, comics, The Simpsons, Star Wars, or whatever randomness finds its way onto the recording. But let us get started.
Nothing changed when the procrastination attacked. hey, friends, welcome to level 394 of Laugh It Up Fuzzball, a solo geek news episode with just me and you and me, both of us together. But yeah, procrastination. If you're like, well, okay, clever title. It actually sort of makes a little bit of sense. For the first time in ever, I missed a week of the podcast because I had a guest episode that I needed to edit, and boy howdy did I totally forget and then start and not finish and then procrastinate, and by the time I realized that I really hadn't gotten to it, it was over. I'd missed a week. Hasn't happened in over 7 years, but hey, there's a first time for everything. I'm going to make it up to you. I've almost completely edited that episode, so you'll probably get this one dropping on a soon day, and then on another soon day, like S-O-O-N, you'll get the promised guest episode that I should have put up last week. Hey, free podcast and such, but you know, we're getting to it. The episode I'm recording is a spoiler review of the Avatar: The Last Airbender live action. So that's sort of why nothing changed when the procrastination attacked. The podcast continues. Just missed a week and didn't have a Hail Mary to throw. I considered like throwing it up completely unedited, but it needed a little bit of tweaking because it's three voices talking together. So you know it. It is what it is, as they famously say. But I do have a recording with Blue scheduled coming up. In fact, I'm actually hanging out with the Blue guy today. I mean, the other reason there's actually like a little bit of a delay is it's NHL playoffs, and I've been watching every single game, and they usually last till like 10 or 11 at night, and then I'm sleepy, and then I go to bed. There's lots of games. There's like freaking 16 teams competing at the time, so every day there's like 2 to 4 games. It's wild. Lots and lots of hockey. Like literally, as I record this, while the small wee one sleeps, there's an upcoming game that I have the TV on mute just for it to start and be in the background and hopefully not draw my attention too much. But that's all to say, hey, welcome. Here's your next episode. And as we do when we do these solo news episodes, we start with the Fantabulous Fuzzballs Focus. The triple F, if you will, where I draw all the news from the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs Facebook group, plug, and talk about it. And there's plenty to talk about, so we're just going to get into it. Starting off, of course, the semi-official news mofo himself, the Marshal, he of the busyness of nursing school. We wish him all the luck in the world. It's such a so good for him, and it's going to be so great when it's all done. But man, watching him stress over it all. Not my favorite thing in the universe. I know not his favorite thing to go through. He wishes he just had a DeLorean to travel forward in time, find out why his kids are wrecks and why his wife's an alcoholic. No, I'm kidding. Why Biff Tannen's president, you know, all those things. But no, just so he can skip ahead and move on to the scrubbery dubbery, doing the nursing thing. He'll get there. I have every faith in the Marshal. But despite his busyness, he somehow still finds time to share some news on the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs Facebook group, plug, and for that, I say thank you, Cy, and we'll just get to his stuff. First up, X-Men 97, greenlit for Season 3. Woo! If you didn't know, it was when we first got announced, we were told that we were going to get 2 seasons, but now one more season, which means beyond this finishing mid-May, you know, X-Men 97, we're going to get 2 more seasons. They're working on the second season, and they're starting production, apparently, on a third season. We're going to see how good it continues to be once they're venturing beyond the showrunning and writing of Beau DeMaio, who, on another note, is a good follow on social media. He talks about all the episodes so far inspirations, all sorts of interesting commentary. But that's exciting. We get to continue living our nostalgic lives with more of the X-Men 90s, X-Men the animated show continuing in the modern day, in the 2020s. So yeah, also another show coming back, second season of Interview with the Vampire season 2 trailer, Théâtre des Vampires, and blood and drama in Europe, but mostly France. I can't wait for May 12th to roll around. Because I really, really enjoyed that first season. I really, really enjoyed the books, or the singular book, but, you know, the Vampire Chronicles is an entire, you know, gamut of books from Anne Rice. And also because the Mrs. Wookiee also enjoyed the show with me. I was looking forward to more from it. And Jeebus knows we need new shows. We've had a bunch of shows that we watched. But alas, there's only one that's still currently going. The other ones are wrapped up. And that's good. I got her to watch another show that's super geeky. But, you know, it'd be nice to have the stuff that she enjoys for all of us. Other news, Julia Garner is going to play Shala Ball, the female Silver Surfer. You know, I'm not going to give any credence to anyone mad about a female Silver Surfer who doesn't know anything about the comics. Blue and me did talk about this on a past episode. But there are rumors that besides Shala Ball, we could actually see two surfers. We could get Norrin Red, so that would be rad. But, you know, I'm really, really excited for this. Lakeith Stanfield came out and said that maybe, or with the release news that, I thought it was going to be me. And, you know, it may be him. There may be a way with the different multiverse things to have more than one. Plus, there's all the stuff of Norrin Red and Shala Ball, which could be quite interesting and heartbreaking. All we know really is that Fantastic Four is going to be a 60s era period piece set in a different multiverse. And we'll probably get Galactus in some way, shape, or form. And I think it's all dope. Good news. Other stuff, Hasbro has announced a 40th anniversary Transformers event. I think it already actually happened between the time that Danny posted this and now. Basically, episodes of the 1984 series in theaters. So, hopefully, for everybody that's a big fan of the Transmorphicons, they got to see this goodness. Quantum Leap, unfortunately, did get canceled after a second season. Such a great show. I really liked, not really a reboot, but continuation of the story. And the way it ended, I was like, oh, this could be really freaking interesting. And alas, We have our leapers essentially stuck in time because we don't get more of the story. So hopefully they find Sam at some point. And maybe have a happily ever after, but at least maybe... I don't want to spoil the end of season 2, but there could be really, really happiness with the way it shakes out. Or it could just be really, really tragic. And we'll never know. We'll just have to figure out in our head canon. And I guess I, for one, hope that it ends up happy. Disney did announce some release dates. Toy Story 5, June 19th of 2026. Moana, July 10th of 2026. The Mandalorian and Grogu, May 22nd of 2026. So May, June, July. Lots of things that people like. Star Wars, Toy Story, Moana, live action. And then Tron Ares in 2025, October 10th. So, yeah, more entertaining movies from The House of the Mouse. Danny also posted the TMNT Dude and Turtle Top figures. Go to my Instagram. I posted the image of it. Sometimes maybe the geekery has gone too far. I always think of Ralph Garman, how he's always mad about farting and pooping toys. these are the baby turtles. And you squeeze them and they fart. It's stupid. It's funny. I would not be surprised if one of these toys found their way into my family room for the youngling who's very, very into turtles. If it does, I'll let you know. And mayhap I live in a reality where it's Danny's fault, as I had no idea that these were going to exist until Danny posted about them. So there you go. Sam Raimi is producing a horror flick for Netflix. It's called Don't Move. I'm not sure I'm going to watch a flick about a woman fighting the effects of a paralytic agent as a serial killer stalks her down. But if horror movies are your thing, hey, Sam Raimi getting back into the horror business. Paramount has announced a G.I. Joe and Transformers crossover movie. This makes complete sense, especially if you stayed to the end of The Rise of the Beast. Could be fun. I would like to see more from Ramos And why not? Anthony Ramos was good in that Transformers movie. That Transformers movie was actually very, very entertaining. And if they can do something fun with the Joes, hey. And I, of course, this is the sort of thing, of course, that the Marshall is going to be into. And I don't blame him. He loves him some Joes. And maybe it could be cool. There is going to be a live-action R-rated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin movie in the works. I agree with Danny. I have not read this comic, but I know a lot about it. This dark turtle's dying. One turtle remaining to get vengeance. And definitely not Mutant Mayhem goofiness or any of those animated. So, hey, we'll just have to see how this turns out. Heroes creator Tim Kring is pitching Heroes Eclipsed. So everybody, once upon a time, Heroes arrived when there wasn't a glut of superhero content. And Save the Cheerleader, Save the World, people, Siler. Oh, man, people love the show. I love this show. Then the writer's strike happened around season two, and it just sort of fell off. Season one, season two, great. And then it was just whatever. And then they tried Heroes Reborn. I think I saw a little bit of it. But it just didn't capture it for me. And hey, wants to take another bite at the apple and continue the story with new heroes and possibly some returning villains. And it could be cool. Monarch Legacy of Monsters renewed for season two plus potential spinoffs. I loved that Monarch show and the way it introduced some new stuff into that legendary multiverse, monsterverse, if you will. And then the fact that it's done so well that we may get spinoffs, okay. They haven't done me wrong with the shows yet, so I'm here for it. And can't wait to see more for the mystery organization that is Monarch and all the kaiju. Other news, Seth MacFarlane and Martin Scorsese are teaming up to restore old animated shorts from the 1920s to 1940s. So, yeah, if you're a big fan of old stuff like the Bitty Boop, I still got it, Eddie, boop, boop, bidoop, boop. Yes, definitely watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit quite recently with the boy. But, you know, that and Felix the Cat and more. It's just, it's cool, you know. And they'll restore all these old cartoons and then they'll be available to people. And that's really, really righteous. Perfectly awesome. And that's what all this new technology can bring for us. Daniel's posted the Transformers 1 trailer. I mean, Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry in an origin story flick that looks radical. Count me and my family in theaters on or around September 20th to see the budding friendship of the robo men who become Optimus Prime and Megatron and B and others. And looks like a fun buddy romp and lots of Transformers, and it looks like comedy. And the animation looks dope, so I'm interested in it for sure. Fallout, which it seems everybody's talking about, has been renewed for a second season, so hell yeah. Really enjoyed that show. I've watched it once and now I'm rewatching it with the missus. Really, really great, and I want to see more for that world. I think it's very clever, very entertaining, so excitement. There is a Star Wars Dark Side Hot Sauce by Truff. It is exclusive to the IGN store. They say it's so hot, it's like licking a lightsaber, which sounds like a bad idea to me. It pays tribute to the rise, fall, and redemption of Darth Vader. Ghost pepper and truffles. Sales started, I guess, like 5 days ago on April 24th. It's April 29th as I'm recording this, and it's only going to last 7 days, so that means there's like two more days if you want to jump on this, if you ever wanted to burn your skull with a laser sword sauce. So hey, look it up, it's on IGN. I enjoy hot things, but not licking lightsabers, so I'll just leave it there. And that's all the news from the Marshall. I did post some stuff. Kevin Smith did announce the 4:30 movie. This is his movie. Basically, he bought the movie theater of his childhood. He's had it for like 2 years. And one of the benefits of buying the movie theater was he had a location to film a movie about sort of when he would theater hop as a kid. Set in the 80s. And it's going to have a summer tour, which will be followed by a nationwide rollout. This is a partnership with Saban Films, who also released Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. I'm looking forward to the movie. think it could be really good. I mean, I love the work of Kevin Smith, but I really like the movie Jersey Girl, which sort of strayed away from some of his view askew universe. And I don't know if it has like that sort of heart and fun. I think it could be really interesting. So we shall see. There was a poster for Joker, Folie à Deux, what I keep calling the Folie of Making 2. The Marshall dropped the trailer too. Full transparency, I didn't watch it. I'm on record as completely not enjoying the first movie, never having watched it again. I'm not sure I'm going to see the second movie. At some point, I may see the trailer, but as of now, I'm not interested. So if you're interested, good, great. I'm actually really happy for you. Hopefully the second movie is a hell of a lot better than the first one. Yeah, Lady Gaga as some proto-esque Harley character, and then, you know, old boy coming back to play the Joker, who's not the Joker, but is a Joker again. And we'll see how it turns out. Looks like they're both dancing on some goddamn stairs, so there you go. Batman, Bugs Bunny, and more laced up for an NHL simulcast. It was a game during the regular season. It's now playoffs, like I said, so... I think you could probably watch it on Max. Don't quote me on it. I know when they did the Big City Greens simulcast thing, they put it up on Disney Plus. It was cute. Watched it with the boys. I hope they continue to do more stuff like this. It's a way to get younger viewers into a sport that I really, really enjoy. So, yeah, cool stuff. I did post up about Ron Howard... directing the Jim Henson doc on Disney Plus. It is called Idea Man. It's coming out on May 31st. And for sure, it's probably going to make me cry. Deadpool and Wolverine are going to have raunchy popcorn buckets. Take that, humpable Dune bucket. Deadpool's coming for you. We actually don't know what it looks like. It's not going to be those awful open mouth faces that were on the article that I posted. I've seen some other proposed images. We won't know until the popcorn bucket actually is close to existence. But yeah, the Disney has authorized a raunchy popcorn bucket for Deadpool and Wolverine, and we will have to see what that means. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are starring in a Naked Gun reboot. I enjoy those Naked Gun films what's this noodle? Why is my brain not working? Probably because it's after midnight. I know this name will come to me. It's because of Liam Neeson. Leslie Nielsen. Yeah, and a young O.J. Simpson before he was famous for other things. It's a silly slapstick, you know, Hot Shots Part 2 type humor. And I don't know how it works today, but I hope it can. And, yeah, why not? I mean, Priscilla Presley and Leslie Nielsen in the original. And it could be really, really fun. And hopefully there's a good idea for it. So we shall see. I also posted the newest trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. This comes out July 26th. It's a good trailer. Watch it. Lots of Deadpool and Wolverine action. Wow. And lots of Easter eggs and just... only MCU movie coming out this year, and I'm excited for it. And then the last thing I posted were just those AI images of The Simpsons. You know, there's... to say it's a sticky wicket is a complete understatement, especially because I don't watch cricket, and I'm not really sure what a sticky wicket is, but I know what the phrase a sticky wicket means. AI is troublesome and bothersome and ponderous and all that stuff. There's lots of things to be concerned about and to worry about. And also, there's good things. Like, it does a lot of good stuff for science and NASA. And then sometimes it does rad images like this. Makes the Simpsons into humans where they actually look like people. The image of Homer is pretty funny. That my youngest wondered if that was my second youngest biological father in the first image of Homer. with the exception of Mr. Burns, they all look like real people. And I don't know, I dug it and I wanted to share it, and I hope you enjoyed it too. And if you didn't see it, go to the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs Facebook group, plug, check it out. Roman posted a couple things, the Tales of the Empire trailer. This is what we get on May the 4th. So we get the finale of the Bad Batch right before this coming week, actually. And then on Saturday, we get Tales of the Empire. Which, if it's like Tales of the Jedi, it'll be 6 episodes split between two characters that I would have never guessed that we'd get. I wouldn't have guessed Morgan Elsbeth, wouldn't have guessed Barriss Offee. I would have placed my money on Asajj Ventress, but I think this is pretty cool. I like seeing more Inquisitors. I like seeing Admiral Thrawn. It's rad, and this is most likely that teased iteration, that second iteration of Tales of the Jedi that they announced. I think it was at Comic-Con, considering how the font changes at the end of the trailer. But it has me excited for all sorts of more Tales stuff. I think we could have a really fun episode just speculating about what could be done for Tales, even though those sort of episodes are silly, because it doesn't mean that's what we're going to get. Sometimes we just hope for the things that we think would be good, and we don't get them, so we shall see. Spoiler, there will be some Star Wars talk. It's going to come out next weekend, because I'm going to make Blue talk all about Star Wars on Wednesday. So we're going to have a special May the 4th episode. Just you wait. Roman also dropped the Star Wars Outlaws official story trailer. Crime pays in the height of the Empire, circa Return of the Jedi. This is so dang good. And you know I love seeing Kira and a Krayt Dragon. And seriously, this trailer, every time I watch it, makes me want to splurge on a PS5 before August 30th in a real bad way. Real, real bad way. Will I do it? I don't know, because I really can't afford to splurge on something like that. But hot dog, I would really, really enjoy playing this game. I know it. Dominique posted some fun little comics. The Daily Life of Superheroes comic by Lucas Nascimento. Thanks, Dominique. They made me laugh. I love some silly comics. And then Blue posted the Godzilla vs. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 2. This is the second iteration. Godzilla fused with Power Zord. Rangers fused with Godzilla, Rodan, Mothra, and others. I think Blue and I discovered the first run of this when talking in a Blue session quite recently. But here we are with even more. 5 more issues from Boom Studios. And it looks cool. Yeah, it makes complete sense. And I love a good comic to look forward to. But that's everything from the Fantabulous Fuzzballs Focus. The Triple F is wrapped up. Now it's just to dive into some other news. So we got some Star Wars and Let the Wookiee Win. You know, Star Wars, it finds me in my life lots of different places. But one of the ways the fact that I work Star Wars. That's what I do. It's my Monday to Friday. I am a Batuan. I work in Black Spire Outpost. So I'm riding high off of using an episode 1 quote to an off-worlder on Batu. This youngling saw my puffer pig that I had in my hand and was like, "What is that ugly thing?" And I got the chance to be like, "I'm a person, and my name's Joey." And then later on in the day, I beat the Mandalorian in a game of Sabacc. And that was really fun. We both had zeros with a positive 9 and a negative 9 card in our hands. And then I won the tiebreaker. And yeah, it felt good. Yeah, it's silly, but it felt good. I was saying, you know, Tales of the Empire, it makes me want Tales of the Bounty Hunters, and I think Tales of the Bounty Hunter gives us a way to have Asajj Ventress, and a way for us to get more Boba Fett stories. So, you know, that's sort of where my wants are. And, you know, me and the boy, we watched The Force Awakens, and then we're partway through The Last Jedi. But I just loved, like, you know, we're on Canto Bight. People hate Canto Bight. And here I am with my 4-year-old just watching Finn and freaking Rose ride fathers. And Shawnee's just like, "That looks like fun. That's pretty fun. I want to ride one." And I was like, "Yes, Star Wars is for kiddos." And and yes, that's exactly it. That's why the fathers is in there. And I enjoy the father's race through Canto Bight too. And yeah, I don't know. It just I like watching Star Wars with my youngling, because sometimes it just reminds me of the goodness that is Star Wars. If you didn't hear, George Lucas is going to receive a prestigious Palme d'Or award at Cannes, like a Lifetime Achievement Award. Good for the maker. That's really rad. Tony Gilroy has been, you know, every time people get a chance to talk to him, they're talking to him about Andor Season 2. Recently, he received the award at the Writers Guild Awards, and he said that Andor Season 2 may be his most important work ever, where he gets to deal with some issues in Star Wars in such an elevated form with such a decent-sized budget. And it has me excited. I cannot wait to see the second season of Andor, which I think we'll probably have to wait till next year, if I remember right. But yeah, could be rad. There were a shit ton of articles for Acolyte from Empire Magazine. There's some great talks with Carrie Ann Moss, Jonas Suadamo, and more. I don't want to spoil anything, but they're all worth a read if you want to check them out. Type in Acolyte and Empire Magazine into your search engine, and you'll find a bunch of different stuff to read. I'm so hyped for this show. June 4th. I like that there's a character from the books in Vernestra Rowe, and I like everything that I've heard about her character. I like getting another Wookiee besides Buriaga and Jonas Suadamo's Kelnaka. And I like what the trailer showed us, and I can't wait to see what Leslie Headland and her gang bring for us to enjoy. Ewan McGregor has said that he's sure he'll do more Star Wars. He states he has a few more years before he's the same age as Alec Guinness. Of course, every time I read anything like this, I feel like Hawkeye and Endgame. Don't give me hope. Even if rebellions are built on hope, don't give me hope, Ewan. I want it. But yeah, at some point, I just have to be okay with not getting the thing that I want. That is part of the human experience. There was a conversation, I think it was Dark Side of the Force, but they were talking to a Disney Imagineer about Galaxy's Edge, who did say that the characters determine the timeline of Galaxy's Edge. That Batu and Black Spire Opus is not exactly a Nexus point in time. They're not Groundhog Day. It's not quite examining the same day over and over and over. But long and short, if you're wondering, like, oh, I heard they got Sabine Wren and Ahsoka and you know, Fennec Shand and Daimyo Boba Fett and Mandalorian and Grogu. How does that fit into the canon timeline? Because, you know, Galaxy's Edge is very, very locked in after Episode 8, before Episode 9, after the Battle of Crait, and the Resistance is trying to rise. You know, the rise of the Resistance. And Hondo Ohnaka helping the Resistance while also making his legitimate money, you know, there in the Batuu spaceport. The way it works basically is the marketplace and the speedway, which is by the garage over by the droid depot, they sort of serve as a place where if you run into these non-timeline characters, they don't stand out as much because those areas are sort of timeless. And the Millennium Falcon is not there. And the Stormtroopers, you know, not completely there, although they can be. But they're basically the Stormtroopers and Kylo Ren venture to a certain point over by the droid depot and where you can build the lightsabers. The Resistance, stay up by the Resistance. So there is an entire area where these characters can roam around. And it's not that bad. You know, fanboys love to argue about canon. Just enjoy your moment to see these cool characters. So, I don't know. But there is still a definite timeline at Galaxy's Edge. Just there is also a way for other characters to appear. And usually they appear for limited runs. Although Boba Fett and the Mandalorian have stuck around a lot more than, say, Harrison Dula and Chopper. So, there you go. Bo Willimon, who is the writer of the Andor prison arc, who many people think is the best arc of that show, is going to co-write the Star Wars movie with James Mangold. So the Dawn of the Jedi is the code name that they're giving it. Hey, if you like the Andor prison arc, one way out, never more than 10, never more than 12. I can't swim, all that good stuff. Maybe some of that goodness, some of that writing goodness in James Mangold's Star Wars movie. Something to be excited about. But that's all the Star Wars news. There's a little more geeky flavors, the flavor of the geek, if you will. We've got Delroy Lindo is joining Ryan Coogler's horror thriller alongside Michael B. Jordan. Vampires is what I've heard. Shooting in New Orleans. I'm down. You know me. I love me some New Orleans vampires. I just talked about Interview with the Vampire earlier. This isn't Interview with the Vampire. But yeah, New Orleans spooky enough. And I think this could be fun. While I don't necessarily do horror movies, if it's zombies or vampires, or classic Universal characters, you tend to pique my interest and get me into it. Or if it's Stephen King. I love Stephen King, too. So, I like some horror. I'm just not a horror junkie. Game of Thrones' Jon Snow spinoff apparently is dead, per Kit Harington. So, if you've been holding your breath, holding out hope for that Game of Thrones spinoff, sorry. Sorry about your bad luck. Looks like they didn't find a way to crack the story, and it's not happening. For Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, if you were wondering, like, hey, it just seems like there's not that much news coming from old James Gunnigan's DCU, and you know, just follow James Gunn on social media. You'll learn lots of stuff. But they have a director, Craig Gillespie, who directed Fright Night, which was a really fun remake. Cruella, really, really good movie. And Itonya, which was also a good movie. So he is directing Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. And yeah, there you go. Christopher Nolan has come out and said that he wants to finish Westworld, that he'd even like to finish Westworld as a film. And from his lips to the makers and the green lighters' ears, I think it would be rad if we got one last thing to tell us how Westworld finishes off. I'd be very excited. Virata Sethu, who is joining Nakuti or Shudigatwa in the second season of his Doctor Who, apparently is not replacing Millie Gibson. Virata Sethu, who you would know from Andor, is going to be with Millie Gibson and Shudigatwa in the second season. Like I said, you'd recognize the actress from Andor, but I think it's rad. They'll have two companions, and apparently the stakes are high enough that the Doctor needs two companions, and this is all according to showrunner Russell T. Davies, who many people are rejoicing that he's back. But not completely rejoicing, because Russell T. Davies has come out and said that the timeless child revelation that came from the Jodie Whittaker era of Doctor Who is part of the backbone, is the backbone of the new story. That Shudigatwa's Doctor and companion Ruby Sunday in the first season are going to be exploring their origins, as well as them both being foundlings. Apparently, Chris Chibnall's big canon change that was not super uber popular. I seem to remember Roman and Eddie discussing not liking the Timeless Child thing. At least one of them was not into it. But yeah, apparently that's a continuation, and they're not getting rid of it. Although a lot of people would love for them just to retcon it and get away from it, but we'll just have to see. Full transparency, I was making really, really good progress in all the Doctor Who, and then I got to Jodie Whittaker stuff, and I've watched one more episode beyond the one where she appears, and I'm halfway through the next episode after that, and I think all said and done, I have like 10, 12 episodes of her to watch before Shudigatwa starts in May, but I just haven't found the time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh crap. And that's a lot. It's more than 10. It's like, oh man, it's a whole bunch. It's like 15. I will make a valiant attempt to catch up, but that's all saying that I haven't seen any of the Timeless Child stuff, so I don't actually have an opinion on any of it. So there you go. When I have an opinion, I guess it won't matter, because even if I hate it, it's going to continue. So there you go. CinemaCon did show footage from Captain America Brave New World. People seem to like it, said that it was similar to The Winter Soldier, which gets me excited because I love The Winter Soldier. Also, Kevin Feige got to drop an F-bomb talking about Deadpool. So, Deadpool doing all sorts of things to the Disneyverse. Sonic 3 has cast Keanu Reeves as the voice of Shadow the Hedgehog. Hey, that Sonic 3 is coming out end of this year. So, whoa, my most excellent friends, I am Shadow the Hedgehog, here to become friends and mortal enemies with Sonic the Hedgehog. Shaw. So we'll see. But I like Keanu Reeves' voice. I like him as Duke Kaboom. Yes, I Canada watch Sonic 3. There are some rumors of Robert Downey Jr. Returning as Iron Man. This rumor did come per Variety. I think mostly it's people pining for this to happen. Also, you know, at first, you know, he was like, no, I'm good. I had a perfect ending. But when he won the Academy Award, you know, for Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer, he's like, you know, a lot of people overlook like some of the best work that he did as Iron Man, and he would definitely be willing to come back. And I'm sure he wouldn't mind the Brinks trunks of money that would come with him coming back. So we'll see. I think Iron Man had a perfect ending in Endgame. But yeah, the MCU will do what it does, and we'll just have to see. The Boys is ready for its premiere on Amazon Prime on June 13th. As Eric Kripke posted on Twitter saying, could be our best yet. Can't wait to unleash it onto the world. There is a new Superman logo that James Gunn released. A lot of people have seen it and are like, oh, that looks weird. The S is strange. I saw it and was like, that's the Kingdom Come Superman logo. Does that mean that that's going to play any part into a Superman movie? Probably not. But it's a different iteration, and it looks fine. It looks fine in live action. And before you know it, it'll just be somebody's Superman logo, and it will be fine. The Shogun creators, everybody after that show, are like, is there going to be a second season? They're not talking about a second season because they live in Maui with chickens. They talked about their chickens on Maui and how their chickens don't watch Shogun. And all I can tell you is everything I've heard is that Shogun series completely covers that first book. So they could continue, but it might be a Game of Thrones situation where it continues past the source material, it doesn't do so well. I mean, James Clavell did write other books, so he wrote an entire, I think they call it his Asia saga. So yeah, like if you're interested, there's Shogun and Escape and Gaijin and King Rat and Noble House and Whirlwind. So, you know, he wrote these between 1975 and 1986. So they could just do more from the Asian saga. So I'll just leave it there. But Shogun, they used that book and they used what they wanted and they changed what they did. And honestly, I saw the show and I loved it. So there you go. Warner Brothers is in the process of developing a movie centered around the story of Yusuke, an African warrior who became the first Black Samurai, titled Black Samurai, directed and written by Ghana's Blitz Bazawule. Cool. They did an animated about this too. So, and that I saw a bit of, and it was enjoyable. So we'll just see. Could be great. James Gunn has announced Peacemaker Season 2. Announced the filming with a selfie shot in the reflection of the helmet. So if you like that first season of Peacemaker, like me, we're going to get more. Hell to the yeah. I did see a thing about the new names of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Here's the long and short. There is a Last Ronin 2. If you know anything about the Last Ronin, the first iteration of the Ninja Turtles are no more. So there are new turtles in the Last Ronin 2. Their names are Yi, Odin, Moja, and Uno. It's the next generation. They're trained by Casey Jones Jr. Their names all mean one in different languages. Yi is Chinese, Odin is Russian, Uno is Spanish, and Moja is Swahili. So I have not read the Last Ronin 2. So it could be really rad, but I know I saw that and I was like, oh, new turtles. Does this replace Leo, Mikey, you know, Donatello, and Raphael? No, absolutely 100% does not. It's just in the Last Ronin story. So there you go. Am I interested in it? Sure. Do I get the chance to read a lot of comics? No, I do not. Both because of income and time. But it interests me. And Hopefully it's good stuff, and check it out if you're so inclined. Amazon Prime Video Japan has announced that they will release Godzilla Minus One exclusively on their streaming service on May the 3rd. The black and white versions of Godzilla Minus One and Shin Godzilla are also going to stream on that Japanese platform. It hasn't been announced yet if this is only exclusive for Japan or if it's a worldwide release. Hopefully more details are coming soon. I see this as a ray of light. If it's on Amazon Prime in Japan, feel like it's only a matter of time before we get on Amazon Prime in the United States, and then I will very, very much enjoy watching all of these movies, because everybody talks about Godzilla Minus One. Hell, tonight Jack and Blue, who went to go see a hockey game with me, were talking about it. So yeah, I want to see it, and hopefully sooner rather than later. Sydney Sweeney is rumored to be in talks to join the MCU as Felicia Hardy, also known as Black Cat. She's said to be the main love interest. But Zendaya's MJ will slowly remember who Peter is in the story, which could lead to a love triangle between MJ, Peter, and Felicia. There's also a thing about Black Cat having a father who has a pastor kingpin, and revenge. So, yeah, that's maybe what is in store for us for Spider-Man 4. There were some special one-off screenings of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2. That is the movie that saw Peter Maguire's, or Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker go up against Alfred Molina's Doc Ock. 20 years ago, that movie came out, and it took second place at the box office with $805,000. Wow. Good for you, Spider-Man 2. You're a dope movie, and I'm glad you got some love. I don't know if I go over geeky watches. The Simpsons, I've seen episode 14 of season 35. I enjoyed it. It was good. Like I said, I haven't watched a whole bunch of Doctor Who. I've got some more to watch before Shooty Got Was Who Begins. I really need to finish all that before Shooty Got Was Who Begins. We'll see if I succeed and then get Roman and Eddie together to talk more Doctor Who. We'll see. The Bad Batch, I'm all the way up. There's just the finale this week. So I watched episodes 10 to 14 and I'm liking it. I told Jack Talk tonight that he's got dibs on talking season 3 on the podcast, so we'll be doing that in the future. X-Men 97 is continuing. I think it has one or two more episodes. I think that ends middle of May. It's a great, great show. It's awesome. I gave some praise to Shogun. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a dedicated episode to it, but I really, really enjoyed it. It's freaking righteous and awesome. I'm not quite sure how many episodes total it was. I've written down like 7 and 8, but I think it went all the way to 10. Yeah, it went all the way to 10. So I finished it. Oh, it's so good. If you're not watching Shogun, it's on Hulu. Also, I have it available on my Disney Plus. I watched the very last episode on Disney Plus. I did finish Manhunt. I think Manhunt ended with 7 episodes, but it was a good show. I thought it was another very, very worthy show on Apple TV Plus. And it was interesting. And it was 7 total episodes. And it was good stuff. Me and the wife are watching Franklin. We're 2 through episode 4. 5 is available. We've not watched it yet. But it's been... Michael Douglas as Franklin has been as enjoyable as I hoped that Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin was going to be. I finished Invincible. I saw, 7 and 8 to finish Invincible season 2. It was fine. It was good. It sort of ends, and I was like, that's the end of season 2? Okay. But, yeah, there's some really wild, crazy stuff in it. And then there's also just some really wild, crazy stuff. And I'm interested in where it's going to go with season 3, and I'll keep watching it for sure. Masters of the Air, I finished that show. Fuck, that show's great. It's so freaking good. The third movie in the trilogy of Band of Brothers, The Pacific, and now Masters of the Air. Austin Butler was radical in the movie, or in the show. So many good people. So, yeah, I checked out Halo season 2, and what I'll tell you, I liked Halo season 1, but Halo season 2 was tied like a tiger. And I love how it ends, where you could just go right into the very first Halo video game and be A-okay. It was really, really enjoyable on Paramount Plus. If you like those Halo games, you might very much enjoy the Halo show. Now, is it as good a video game adaptation as Fallout? I don't think so, but I played more of Halo than I did Fallout. But Fallout, wow, that show is just so, so freaking good. I did see Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, in theaters. Blue didn't watch it. I wanted to talk so bad with him about this movie. It is totally the movie I wanted to see in the 80s or 90s, but shot with modern filming techniques and hot dog. It was so freaking enjoyable. Is it a good movie? No. Is it also a good movie? Yes. So, perfectly enjoyable, not so good movie. Wow, I really liked it. Star Trek Discovery's 5th and final season has started, so I've seen episodes 1 to 5. I now know what Breen looked like. I don't know that I ever wondered what Breen looked like, even though it's been mentioned in other Star Trek shows that I've seen. It's fine. It's good. And then me and the wife watched Argylle, which I'll tell you, a lot of people told me that movie was really bad and not worth watching. And you know what? I watched it, and we enjoyed it. It was funny. It was silly. It was bonkers. And we really, really, really enjoyed seeing the movie. Like, Bryce Dallas Howard, so freaking, so charming and clever. We liked the way it was subverted and the reveals. The way Henry Cavill used was perfect. Sam Rockwell, oh, so great. John Cena, Ariana DeBose, Bryan Cranston. It just all was really, really enjoyable, and we liked the story, and we liked checking it out. And if you're on the fence about Argyle, I think watched it on. Well, how did we watch it? Hold one. I'll figure it out. It was available on Apple TV Plus, so that's how we watched it. But we liked it, and we also watched The Color Purple, the musical version. We watched that on Max, and me and the wife enjoyed it. It's at times is a tough movie to watch, but the singing and the acting is lovely. It's a very interesting story, and I say check it out. Steven Spielberg did that original movie with Oprah back in the way back days, and it was turned into a smash Broadway show, and they made an adaptation of it. So yeah, and if you know, in a previous episode, I talked about the passing of Louis Gossett Jr., and this is his last performance. And it was good to see him on the screen one last time, and I enjoyed it. And the Little Mermaid herself, Halle Berry, not Halle Berry, Halle Berry, was in it and sings very, very nice. And I don't know, it was a clever movie with some serious content, and me and the wife enjoyed it. So that's everything I've seen, and that's this episode of the podcast. Like I said, I'm sorry that I missed a week. First time it ever happened in over 7 years. Hot dog. I've been a little late at times, but I've never just missed a week. I will make it up to you. I will catch up. I will get the episode that should have gone out last week up sometime in the middle of this week, and then we'll be all caught up, and you'll just forgive me for the delay. Or you won't. And if you don't, I'm sorry. I apologize. If you want to write me a strongly worded email about it, laughitupfuzzballpodcast@gmail.com. Or join the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs Facebook group if you're not on there already, and be like, what the heck? You missed a week. Or if you just want to be like, you know what? Nothing changed when the procrastination attacked. That is a great title, Wook. And it does, like I said, have to do with the episode that I still need to finish editing and get up for all of you. You can find me on social medias, on the X and the Blue Sky and the Threads and the Instagram at Wookie Riot, WOOKIEERIOT. The podcast, you know, very thankful to Spotify for podcasts here. That puts us in your ear wherever you're listening to it, whatever podcatcher you use. But if there's a way you can subscribe on any of those, like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do it. Drop a rating. Share it with your friends. Tell people about it. I think this little podcast that's been lasting for a long, long time is worth sharing. And I just appreciate each and every one of you that listen. Thanks so much. If it means anything to you, it's like 12:49 in the morning, and I, instead of going to sleep after my Kings losing a playoff game and potentially being out in round one, instead of just going to bed bummed out, I sat down and I did the goofy and I did the news just for you, because I do care, and I am sorry that I missed a week. I do feel a little bit bad about it, but my friends, the Marshall and the Earl of Blueberry himself, don't worry about it. So, you know, but we'll be recording this Wednesday, like I said, and there's an episode to edit. But until the next iteration of the podcast, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for being classy. Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes. May the 4th is coming. Be excited for it. And until the next iteration of the podcast, I am Joe the Wookiee Riot, the tribal chieftain himself. TTFN, Wookiee out.